It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
I'm just fine, thank you very much. So all this controversy about halftime at the football game, huh?
I guess so.
I mean,
I don't know. It's not controversy to me.
You hire little known people who are trying to make their mark and get noticed, and you're shocked when they do something bizarre on national television. Here's the thought. I know how you end it. You don't have music anymore at halftime. What would happen if you went to a football game and you watched a football game?
Yeah.
Oh my, there's a thought. Instead of all the
or
other
maybe
stuff
you
that
could
goes
tape
on.
It. It doesn't have to be live. Yeah. Then you can edit all you want.
It was interesting to listen to the back and forth yesterday, though. I mean, everybody's apologizing for the incident, but then you've got NBC blaming the NFL because the NFL is the one who actually hired and produced the show, hired all the talents and stuff. Then you got the NFL blaming NBC because you guys didn't get the switch quick enough.
Mm-hmm.
Again, just avoid the situation. You don't have the problem. I mean, you hire a bunch of whack jobs that call themselves artists to come out and perform whatever it is they do at halftime, and then you're surprised when they do something shocking?
Yeah.
Have you not watched the award shows lately? Kendall Warren's in with us this morning. You're just going to keep it straight, right?
I'm not going to shock anybody.
All right. Well, Shirley might disagree with that. Tell us about W&S Appliance.
Had a used front-load washer in good working condition. A 17-cubic-foot refrigerator that's practically all refrigerator. A little noisy, but works great. Use two-door refrigerator with top freezers, two of those. Two used side-by-side, both of them practically new. One used 40-gallon LP gas water heater, direct vent, not very old. Two used refrigerators with bottom freezers. Use gas range like new condition. Three used electric ranges, two of them being smooth top. Three used automatic washers. Got two over-the-range microwave hood combinations, one of them stainless steel, a demo model, and one with some slight damage at a great discount. And still have that used 55,000 BTU gas space heater on natural gas and works great. Lots of freezers, chest and upright. These are new. Sizes from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot. And most of them in stock for quick delivery or pickup. If the freezer goes bad, call W&S. We'll take care of your problem. Water heaters, gas, and electric. We deliver and install. Haul the old heater away and take care of the service after the sale. Dishwashers, convertible, portable, and built-in by Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, LG, and Frigidaire. Have some closeouts on some models, and of course we do deliver them, we do install them, and service them after the sale. Jim?
All right, thank you, Kendall. Hey, I got an idea. How about next year when they have some music show? Maybe we take an intermission in between and we have like two football teams play.
Let's do it.
Huh? In fact, we could do like the NFL does. We could have the Cleveland Rams versus the Houston Oilers. Two old teams that aren't relevant anymore.
There you go.
Because that's what they do at halftime, right? They just have old performers that aren't relevant anymore. It would make sense. You think any more people would actually watch the awards show?
No.
I don't think anybody watches. I don't think a single person watches the Super Bowl just because of the halftime show. But they don't ask us, do they? They listen to us as soon as we start piling some money into their pockets, I suppose. Speaking of money, it's yours, you'd like to keep it. The Internal Revenue Service is offering a new online tool that kind of goes in with a program that's going on that's been going on for quite a long time anyway. The Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program is something that the IRS started quite a long time ago. They have a number of volunteers that help to, in each state, that help to work with low to moderate income folks to make sure that they have an opportunity to be able to find all of the needed deductions and things to get their taxes taken care of if they don't have the options to be able to pay for a lot of those things themselves anyway. And in a lot of different cases, they're run differently here in this part of the state. The Iowa State University Extension Service has jumped in, and they are the ones that help to coordinate the VITA program. But the Internal Revenue Service also has a new service that they offer online to help people find locations to be able to sign up for that help. Now, the sign-up period has been going on for a while now, but it's an effort to, I guess, make it easier for people to find a location for the volunteer tax preparation assistance programs. The new tool, which, of course, is available 24 hours a day online, it's at irs.gov, makes it easy for qualified folks to be able to find the free help that they need through the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. What you do is you just go to the IRS website, and then when you do that, that's irs.gov, then you click on the option that's called Free Tax Return Preparation for You by Volunteers, and then you find a link that says Find a VITA Site Near You. And once you're there, it's an easy-to-use locator. It just prompts folks to enter your zip code, and then you just search through thousands of free tax preparation sites, and you can narrow those results down to just a selected radius, and then those sites are listed by location, name, address, phone number, days and hours of operation. And also you can select a specific tax preparation site to get a map to provide you step-by-step directions as well to be able to find everything that you need. The VITA program has had a lot of success, actually, a lot of support since it was created back in 1969. They give us an example. More than 3 million tax returns were prepared during the 2011 filing season by the volunteers who are working under either the VITA program or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly program. Tax Counseling for the Elderly program provides free tax service for all taxpayers with priority assistance to those who are 60 and older. So there are a number of different things out there to be able to help you get all of that stuff done. That new VITA locator tool is part of a number of enhancements that they've made to the IRS.gov website. So that is a service that you can use. If you're not terribly familiar with the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, it is a cooperative effort by the Internal Revenue Service and many individual states to provide income tax assistance to low-income individuals, the handicapped or the elderly. The volunteers are trained by the IRS, and they can prepare basic income tax returns for free, and most of those sites also can offer electronic filing as well. That Taxpayer Counseling for the Elderly program is one that provides free tax information and help in preparing federal and state income tax returns for the elderly, the low to moderate income, and handicapped individuals. And the individuals who help and volunteer to do that are trained in cooperation with the Internal Revenue Service and the state to prepare the basic income tax returns for free. And there, too, a lot of those sites do offer electronic filing as well. Now, if you you find one of those different types of programs that might fit your need, the VITA sites, for example, they can provide a lot of different things. They do a lot of the easier forms. They can take care of the 1040EZ. They can take care of the 1040A with certain schedules. Also the 1040 with a few different schedules. They can take care of a number of different ones as well. There are some that they do not handle, like Schedule C and D and Schedule E and some different forms and things, too, that have to do with different types of expenses, whether they be business or moving expenses, different things like that. So there's certain things that they can do, certain things that they cannot do. And if you're going to use that service, the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, they do ask folks to bring your W-2 wage and tax statements with you, information on any other sources of income and any deductions that you might have, Social Security cards for the taxpayers and the dependents, and also those claiming a homestead credit need to bring a rent certificate or a copy of their 2011 property tax bill, and also any other records that they think might be helpful in the preparation of those documents. And both spouses typically need to be present if you're going to be filing a joint return with that program as well. So a lot of volunteers out there have stepped forward to help and be trained for that different type of service. So if you have not used that service before and you qualify, the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program is typically one who offers the tax preparation services for people who have incomes of $50,000 or less. So there are income guidelines on that, but you can check out more by checking it out on the web as well. And also you can contact your local Iowa State University Extension office as well, as they help to coordinate the programs here in this part of the state. So if you have any questions, those are the places to go. I'll turn things back over to Kendall Warren so he can tell us more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got Holland Gas Grills, no flare-ups, and lifetime burner guarantee have those in stock. Water softeners by Luxury assembled in Iowa. Cabinet models and split tank systems. Free test of water for hardness so we can help you properly size your new Luxury water softener from W&S Appliance. Lots of refrigerators in stock by Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, KitchenAid, and LG, and the state. They got over 60 models in stock. Some great buys in some French door bottom freezer models, some side-by-sides, and, of course, as usual, top trade-ins on any clean-use working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. Lots of ranges, gas and electric, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, and Frigidaire. Full line of built-in cooking appliances, a full line of freestanding ranges on display. Do have a closeout on two slide-in gas ranges at below wholesale cost. Stop and see us. The peanuts are out and the coffee's on. Jim?
All right. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, you go out, make it a great day, and God bless America.